The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Each week, WVUD hosts different artists to talk about the music they play and the lives they lead. Stay tuned for the Music Room on WVUD.
Coming up next, we have an interview with an artist I just discovered. Her name is Amy Fairchild. Phil Chenitz, the music director here at WVUD, steered me her way. She's really been making great music for about 20 years. She might be one of the best singer-songwriters that you've not heard of before now. She's gone back and forth through New York City and Northampton, Massachusetts. And we're going to start the first track of our new CD playing, and then we'll get her on the line. So stay tuned, because here comes Amy Fairchild on WVUD, WVUD HD1, and WVUD HD2 in Newark, Delaware. Pushed all the buttons right. Amy Fairchild's with us. Oh, I hear her laughing, so that's good. You can hear us, and we can.
Yeah, I'm here.
And we can hear you. We just played that song "Situation," which is like the first track on your new CD, just called Amy Fairchild. And as soon as Phil had me listen to that. I was just like, oh, I got to talk to her. I mean, I love that opening line. I was saving you for a rainy day. Holy cow. What a way to talk to a guy.
I have no idea where that came from. Just out of the ether.
Well, it sounds like a song that's it's about a conflicted romance.
Yeah, a little bit. It was just written about somebody I spent very little time with, but, you know, was sort of like, wow, I find myself thinking about you. And, yeah, it's all about conflicted romance, isn't it?
Don't I know.
Yeah, we all do, and that's why it may resonate with people, you know?
Yeah. Well, your songs are, you've been doing this for, about 20 years or so? You've been touring off and on and making records since 1996?
Yeah, I guess it was 96. I kind of forget. It was 94 or 96. I think 96 when I put out my very first record, which actually a lot of people don't really know about. I don't really make it that available. It's not in iTunes and it's not in Spotify.
It's at your website.
I have been making records since then.
And why have I never heard of you before, 8 weeks ago? I mean, your music's fantastic.
Oh, thank you. I think that there's, I don't know, I think there's a lot of really good, great artists out there that you don't hear. It's hard to get heard. It's not easy. It costs money. It takes perseverance and a little luck, helpful.
So it's the, I guess it's the, one of the things that the music business does when it wants to go into hitmaker mode is it pours lots of resources into a few artists, and artists like you may not get any of their resources.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody hands you anything, actually. I don't think there's anybody out there handing out money to a few people. I think it takes a lot of work, and the people who, the big hits, just they're not necessarily hits overnight or something. I think people, you know, work for 10, 15, or 20 years before people hear of them sometimes. Except for this new crop of very young people who are getting famous from, you know, YouTube videos. That's just an odd thing. But I think you have to work really hard, really, really hard.
Well, I mean, your music is well-crafted. I mean, you're working very hard, I can tell.
Thanks. I love the studio. I love recording, and I love writing and especially recording. I have been working with same producer for the last two records, and we just have a really good thing. We do a lot of co-writing together, and he's great, so we love being in the studio together.
Well, talk to me a little bit about writing. I mean, it's like, I'm a bright guy. I'm a writer by trade, but I can't write a song to save my life.
Ugh, I don't know. Part of it's just you're born with it, and then part of it's hard work. And I don't think I even work hard enough. I'm a lazy writer. And it did take me 12 years between records, which is a really long time. So Mr. Heart was 2002, and this last one just came out in June. And, you know, I kind of take my time.
Well, I think, though, there is a knack that your lyrics seem to have to log on to or latch on to, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some kind of key incident, like that song we just played. I mean, it's got that line that opens up the song that, you know, I'm going to save you for a rainy day, and all of a sudden, you know, you're making out with them in the kitchen, and you don't sound exactly thrilled about it, but you're glad you're doing it. It's like, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, is that how you interpreted that? Interesting. I think it's clear that they're not in the same town. They don't live in the same town, maybe. I think, you know, they're on opposite coasts, and my plane touched down, and you're miles away. So, I don't know. It's about a long-distance romance, in a way.
But, see, it's those salient details that people can hang on to, and then it sort of universalizes out into their experience in addition to yours.
Exactly. They take it and make it their own.
Well, one of the things that I've noticed is that, in spite of the fact that, you know, down here in Delaware, I hadn't heard of you before, you've been doing quite well at songwriting contests for the past 10, 11 years.
Yeah, I had a good run there. I, in 2002, 2003, a lot of the songs on Mr. Heart won awards, and I guess part of that was I decided to submit. I had never really submitted much before, and I was like, oh, I should submit. And once I got one, I really was encouraged to do more. And, it's been a nice thing to be recognized like that.
Well, tell us a little bit about Mr. Heart, because I think we're going to go ahead and play that next.
Sure, yeah. What do we want to know? The record or the song?
Oh, you can talk about whichever one you want, or both would be even better. We still got 20 minutes here.
Yeah, I don't really know. I mean, it's another longing kind of song about, you know, not finding the right person, the right fit, or just longing for something different, or somebody who's not quite there for you. And it's just the title track of the record. And that was, I guess, was just me singing, and all the instruments are played by the producer, the drums, bass, the guitar, and everything. So that was that's one thing about that song.
When you go into the studio, you're layering, you're doing track layers.
I've never actually gone in with like a band that's been playing together for years or has rehearsed the songs and just sort of done a live recording. I may do my next record like that, because to be honest, we've taken a very long time in overthinking things and sort of producing, and it's all turned out well, but I think I want to do a more live thing next time. But it's a lot of layering, which is fun, actually.
Well, I've gone into the studio with bands, you know, doing the track by track, and I've gone in live, and I got to admit, I love doing the live one. I mean, it's like we just rehearsed and rehearsed and rehearsed and rehearsed, and we just went in and played.
Yeah, no, I think I want to do that. I've been playing out live with a great band with players from up in Boston, and I feel more sort of like a band than I ever have, so we may just save some time and heartache by going in and taking a couple of days and just doing a little EP or something.
Well, speaking of Hart, let's listen to Mr. Hart.
All right.
Here comes Amy Fairchild on WVUD, WVUD HD1, and WVUD HD2 Newark.
3, 2, 1.
Mr. Hart, where have you gone? I've been waiting with my red dress on, and I wanna play a song for you. I think you rolled right out to sea, and did you find an anonymity?
Amy Fairchild and the title track to her 2002 release, mm-hmm. Mr. Heart. Is that right?
And, yes, it is.
And while that song was playing, you were enjoying shrimp.
Well, we had to go on a half an hour early, so I just ordered some really nice appetizers at dinner here in Jersey City with my friends, so I had to sneak in and get one.
Now, you are... I'm talking to you on December 16th, and if my memory's right, you're in Phoenixville tomorrow, and then down in Ocean City, Maryland, on the 18th.
The 19th.
19th,
so
okay.
When got a night off on the 18th. Unfortunately, I was trying to book a house concert or something to fill it in, and that didn't happen. So I'll be going down to the radio station down there, which is WOCM.
Yeah.
And so they're doing a listener party, and me and another artist, Cliff Hillis, mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys are playing him, but he's a great songwriter. We're doing some shows together tomorrow night at the Steel City Coffee House in Phoenixville.
Cool.
Where he's from.
Cool. I think it's a lot of the people I talk to. Maybe it's because of my taste. Are singers who write their own songs. I hate to say singer songwriter because some people immediately shut down. And it's just so many of the experiences they have are remarkable. Two friends of mine from out in Pittsburgh who they call themselves the Squirrel Hillbillies, and they play all these songs they write. They're in the city of Pittsburgh, and of course they live in the Squirrel Hill neighborhood. And they, it's just you probably have tons of tales to tell about going to different venues and finding 1,000 people or 10 people or.
I mean, it's all over the map. You can play a coffee house for 10 people and then open up for somebody at a theater with 1,000. It's just, whatever stage you are in your career, the gigs differ. Unless you're really, really, really up there, with a bigger artist.
How would you say the music business has changed in your 20 years or so of playing music out?
Oh, that's such a major question. playing out live hasn't changed. That's the constant. The whole industry has changed, of course, in terms of how music is consumed, digitally or not. But I think playing out live just is always—it's always there, and I think that's what you have to do in order to cultivate a following. It's just not going to happen like on the internet. You have to get out there and play. So the venues have kind of stayed the same, and you've got to get out there.
Well, that's in terms of playing out live, but I think the whole recording industry has changed because it's basically the point where, Yahoo's like me can plop down $5,000 and have recorded a really decent CD.
Yeah, more than $5,000. That's a cheap CD.
Well, like I said, we played live.
Exactly. Well, I tend to take 10 years to make records. They should rack up. You can certainly make a record for $5,000. You can certainly make a record for $1,000. In a basement with Pro Tools, you can do a whole lot. Anybody can make a record, and that's good and bad. There's too much out there now. You have to sift through it all. But and there's a lot of people who complain that they're not getting enough royalties on Spotify or whatever. But I my theory is just give it away, let them listen to it, and it's sort of an income that you wouldn't have had before,
Mm-hmm.
Spotify didn't exist years ago, so it's more like radio, It's not, I'm not going to complain about a great venue for people to hear my music.
Well, I think back in the day when kids were using Napster to download music illegally, I think, Laura Nero who said, oh, well, I've just given up. I mean, I figure if they like the music enough to download it, they'll come to the show.
Right. And that goes back to playing live. I mean, there's nothing you can really do to fight people just, giving away your songs for free. But they have to pay to come see you live, and they will buy CDs at shows. I mean, they really will, if you're good. And if they like you, they'll buy your CD at the show. And that's just, $15 in your pocket. In my pocket, anyway. I don't have a label, so I'm happy to take it all myself.
Well, you read in the national media, they say things like, the CD is dead. But I really find that's like with jazz, country, folk, artists like you, it's a staple of how we all do business.
Yeah, no, when I was, ready to put this record out, there was some debate about, maybe I shouldn't even make CDs, just do download cards or whatever. But I absolutely felt really strongly about making a CD, not just because I'm like a, you know, an old-fashioned person. I feel also like placement people and radio people, they want CDs. I mean, you guys were actually pretty cool in that you would listen to a link.
Yeah.
With MP3s, but most radio stations, and a lot of them really do want the actual physical CD mailed to them. So song placements, film, TV, they want CDs.
Well, you have to remember that my day job is in IT, so I better know how to download things.
Yeah, and I love that. And believe me, if I could save me all the mailing, I'd be happy. But, and you have to have them at shows. You really do.
I think one of the things that may have, well, I'm not going to say hurt you, but one of the things, you're in sort of this niche of artists that make really great music but are on like a lower level of radio station, like WVUD is a small market station.
Yeah,
the station
yeah.
I used to be on up in Connecticut, WNHU, was like this one, but associated with the University of New Haven. I see you've gotten airplay on the station I used to listen to when I was in grad school at Mizzou, you know, KOPN in Columbia, Missouri. I mean,
really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's at your website.
I know I just haven't looked through all the stations. That there's a report that comes in from my radio guy. I mean, I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
But
I'm getting at there's this like layer of radio stations that listen for artists like you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we thank you guys for listening for us because you know it is hard to be heard, and it's helpful. Even though you're a small station, it's important. You know, it's building blocks. And even though I've been doing this for 20-something years, I feel like I'm kind of always still building blocks to the next record or the next tour or just the next year, you know?
Now, what instruments do you play yourself? I mean, I've wanted to ask you that since the beginning of the interview because there's so many pictures of you with a Rickenbacker guitar. And
oh, my God, that's kind of funny, actually. I do play, well, of course I play acoustic guitar, The cover of Mr. Heart and the cover of this new record, both are, I'm sporting instruments in which I do not play.
Oh, that's right. And Mr. Heart, you're holding a lap steel.
My manager at the time was like, why do you want that as a cover? Like, you don't even play lap steel. I don't know why I chose that. And so the cover of this latest one, I'm holding a Rick. And it's not that I can't play a Rick. It's just I was borrowing it from a friend and it looked really cool. And I ran out to the field and my friend snapped a photo, and that was like, okay, that's the cover. But of course I can play electric, but I do play piano as well. I've been trained classically since I was 5, so.
Well, you're based out of the Boston area now, and you're making really good music. I sure hope that some of our listeners will look for your music. You can find it at amyfairchild.com, at iTunes, even at CD Baby, I believe, right?
Once upon a time, yeah. It may still be there, but...
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Your best...
Maybe it's iTunes. You can download it from my site. You can go to iTunes. You can listen for free on Spotify and then go buy it on iTunes.
Well, I would urge people to go to your website so you get
a few more
pennies per download.
I appreciate that.
That's amyfairchild.com. Amy, you've been a real trooper. I know you're in the middle of dinner with your friends, and I called you and said the basketball guys want to go on the air over the studio at 6:30, and you joined us a half hour early. I really appreciate that.
Oh, I appreciate you having me.
Well, it's been a lot of fun chatting with you, and I think I'm going to let you choose what song we play next.
I think let's go for Time Bomb. I know we were talking about two different songs, but... I think Time Bomb is my little pop hit, hopefully.
Well, we're going to listen to you sing Time Bomb. And I'll say thank you so much for taking time out of your
Richard.
Evening to chat with us. Here comes
thank
Amy.
You.
Here comes, you're very welcome. Here comes Amy Fairchild on WVUD, WVUD HD1, and WVUD HD2 in Newark.
No more pretend. go. If the sky is the limit, then why do I just want to stay home? I'm a time bomb, come in on. And like the clock in the kitchen, baby, I can hear it ticking.
Thanks for listening to The Music Room on WVUD. For more information about this and other episodes of The Music Room, including selections from the interviews and information about the music, visit us online at sites.udel.edu/TMR. Tune in next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. for another episode of The Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.